True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network on a Monday. Coming up, we'll take a look at our bets. About Chiefs-Eagles yesterday, some Sunday Night Football on the card. Then in 20 minutes, what in the world is wrong with Arch Manning? I can't wait to talk about that. We'll also pick a winner of the weekend when we vote on our Monday MVP. We've got some college football coming up in the next hour as well. I'm Jinx, she's Chelsea. Chelsea, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good morning. Busy weekend. We had a ton of football games, of course, to talk about. And also, I was at a wedding during the Tennessee and Georgia game with a bunch of Tennessee fans. Needless to say, we had some shocked faces during the vows, and it wasn't anything to do with the bride or the groom.
And then you did shots when it was over. With Tennessee fans, oh, you have to miss the game, and then that's the game you miss, and you don't even get the win. Ooh.
No, they were watching it, Jenks. Like, what I'm saying is, like, everybody on the back row had their phone pulled up. And so, like, half of them turn it off. And they're like, oh, we got this. Right. Like, there's no way we lose this game, right? And then somebody's like, yo, it went to overtime. They're like, what? So, like, all this is happening in the back row of the wedding while the ceremony is going on. And then they miss the field goal. It goes to overtime. Then they lose in overtime. So, like, needless to say, there was a lot of drama at this wedding.
Oh, my God. See, this is why I'm getting married in April. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be done. Maybe there'll be some baseball on or something, and you don't have to worry about college football. College football weddings, as people know, people talk about this all the time, are the worst because you're dying to watch the game and you're trying to stay involved with the ceremony and all that goes with that.
I think it's fine if it's not like a marquee game. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because there are other weeks where Tennessee is not playing Georgia, you know, in a big game, and I understand you don't know how, you know, the game's gonna go. It could have been a blowout, but like, still, that was a tough look because there were a ton of Tennessee fans there because we live in Nashville.
I guess that's true. I didn't think about that. Oh, we're gonna talk about that later on here on the show. That was a tough loss if you're a Vol, but how about a win? And your win on Friday, actually win yesterday in the NFL.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb, the target share god. These are the type of guys that I like to target when it comes to props because you know they're going to get the looks. CeeDee Lamb continues to get double-digit targets from Dak Prescott. Went over the century mark yet again. And trust me, if you had any props in the Cowboys and Giants game, they probably went over because that was an absolute bananas game as well. So the bet was over 78.5 receiving yards. I don't even know what he finished with because he got this in the fourth quarter and I stopped box score checking. But it was a win.
Well, on Friday, I had no official football bets for the weekend. I got a loss in baseball on Friday. The Dogster got a win. So for the week, you went 5-2. I went 10-7. The Dogster 3-2. Double D's degenerate parlay. Ooh, it was close. Won the first five games on his card, lost the final three. So that goes 5-3. And the
show parlay goes 3-2. It is a daily tip here on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Monday. And let's begin with the marquee game yesterday in the National Football League, the Eagles and the Chiefs. It is Philly getting the dub, 20-17. The Eagles were minus one. They were minus 115 on the money line. Total set at 47. The under hits. And early on, it's Saquon.
There's Barkley right side, sprinting through the hole. Saquon Barkley is in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Call courtesy of Fox. Eagles go on top 7-0. Barkley, 22 carries, 88 yards and a touchdown. Then in the fourth quarter, Eagles on top 13-10. And guess who else we see?
Hurst shoving his way in. He's in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Yep, Jalen Hurts, 101 yards in the air. And then 16 yards on the ground. The Eagles defense holds the Chiefs to only 294 yards. And Chelsea, now Patrick Mahomes, for the first time in his NFL career, has a three-game losing streak. Are we out on the Chiefs now?
I don't know. I think from a betting standpoint, it's now the time to investigate if it's the buy low spot on the Chiefs. Because I think it's very easy to look at this and be like, okay, any team that goes 0-2 to start the season in the NFL is up for an uphill climb because we know how difficult it is to make the postseason. But there are still good things that are going on with the Chiefs. Like, I understand it's very easy to look at these games and say, oh, they're washed. No, this looked like a carbon copy of all the games we saw last year where the Chiefs played in 1,000 one-score games, but the difference is last year, they won all of them. So eventually some regression was bound to happen. And plus, you played against the Super Bowl champs, the team that clearly has your number and beat the brakes off you in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're not playing the Eagles, I do think the Chiefs are still a very, very good team. And plus, think about it. You know, in a few games, they'll get back some of their receivers. So some help is on the way. I know the Chiefs don't look great right now, but I'm not ready to, you know, throw them in the garbage heap.
No, I think it's, you know, I think for me, it's watching the Chiefs go from, and we were talking dynasty, you know, before the Super Bowl last year. Dynasty, dynasty, dynasty. And you can certainly make the case that the Chiefs have had somewhat of a dynasty when you look at their run. But I think we were just seeing the Chiefs drop down a little bit is all it is. Because, look, they couldn't continue this forever. Last year, how many games did they just barely win? Like, they would escape in one-score games. I believe they were 10-0. And yeah, you make your own luck in the National Football League in any level. I totally get that. But if you're in the NFL, that can only be sustainable for so long. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to play this many teams that close on a regular basis, not everything is going to go your way. Eventually, it's going to go the other way. And this would have felt like a game that last year the Chiefs would have found a way to win. But now some of that luck has run out. And also the Eagles are the dominant team in pro football right now.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, the Eagles aren't giving up a lead. Like, they're probably the worst team you want to face, you know, in the final 2 minutes because they can run the football so effectively. Like, you're basically cooked. So, like, there are other teams in the NFL who are not that great in the final 2 minutes.
Right.
So, I think the Chiefs are going to get some wins. And think about how differently the narrative would be today, you know, if that ball doesn't go off Travis Kelce's hand and it isn't intercepted. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild how much a narrative can change off of one play, you know, and how play can, you know, have the butterfly effect of the entire game. So I'm not ready, you know, to say like, oh, well, the Chiefs dynasty is over. We've said this before, you know, and then the Chiefs go on to win a Super Bowl. So I feel like there's going to be some overreaction today. But I will say this, the Eagles still look very, very good. And you don't have to win in dominating fashion every single game in order to be a successful team in the NFL. And it's still a great sign that the Eagles, when they're on top, they can put away a win like nobody's business. You know, they've got that tush push where you're just like, all right, here it comes. Just give them the first down. So the Eagles still look good as well.
I am not anti-tush push, but I will say if the Eagles are going to run this so much, and they clearly are because no one can stop it, the NFL does need to regulate this thing or at least be aware, because I'm sure you saw that video going around yesterday where they're lined up on the line of scrimmage and before the ball is snapped, like, you've got both of the Eagles guards like essentially jumping the snap and getting a head start. So look, full credit to the Eagles because they found something that opposing defenses just cannot find a way to stonewall. But at the same time, if you're going to allow the Eagles to jump off sides on this play,
and allow the guards to get ahead of the football, then you're making it impossible. Like, you've got to at least make it fair.
I think it's wild to me that even on the broadcast, when they have the rules analyst, like Gene Saratore or whoever, he's like, I don't even know what to say here. Like, it has become so difficult to officiate this play and say, like, you know, what the actual penalty is or what it's not, that, like, even guys who this is their job, they don't know how to officiate. It's crazy.
Well, the one thing they can't do is let the guards jump ahead of the football. Like, I understand the confusion, but ultimately, this is your job, guys, so figure it out. Also, the Eagles, man, 17-1 straight up in their last 18 games overall. I mean, that was essentially my handicap on Friday was, all right, I get these guys on the money line. Let's go for it. But very good game yesterday in Kansas City. Sunday Night Football last night. Double D's Falcons take care of business against the Vikings 22-6. The Falcons getting 3.5. Falcons plus 155 on the money line. Total set at 44 and a hook. The under hits. Sort of a sleepy game, especially in the first half. Falcons up 9-6 at the break. We only get one touchdown in the game, which comes in the fourth.
Walks into the end zone for the game's first touchdown.
That's Mike Tirico on NBC. Algier, 13 carries, 67 yards. But how about Bijan Robinson doing most of the work on the ground for Atlanta? 22 carries, 143 yards. And the Falcons defense shuts down J.J. McCarthy. You were just saying this in our discussion about Eagles-Chiefs, which is, isn't it amazing how one play or one quarter can change a narrative? I mean, coming out of that game last week, everyone thought, J.J. McCarthy, oh my God, did you see that second half? Yes, great. And also, nothing doing last night against Atlanta.
Yeah, we know from betting is that you can't take too much analysis off of a small sample size. It just doesn't logically make sense. So when you see a guy have one good quarter in the National Football League, you can't be like, oh, well, he's the next Tom Brady. Listen, there's only one Tom Brady, and he's not in the league anymore. He's on the booth right now. But looking in this game, like, J.J. McCarthy looked his age in this one. He looked like a young quarterback. Yeah. And for the Falcons, I feel like watching this game, and you saw, like, the first few plays, you're like, oh, my God, this offense is a juggernaut. Nobody can stop Bijan. And then they get inside the red zone and they just turn into, you know, a puddle of pee, you know. I was trying to think of something I could say on air. But, like, you get what I'm saying is that, you know, in the middle of the field, this Falcons offense was actually feasting, you know. And then finally they figured out, hey, maybe we should just continue to give it to Bijan, because in the first half they didn't figure that out until later. And it did feel like the appropriate usage of that meme where it's like the Lamborghini in the carport. Like, you have Bijan Robinson, use him. So at least the Falcons finally figured that out. The defense looked amazing. Maybe this is the year where the Falcons turn a corner. Because I saw somebody tweet this, and I used to work in Georgia, so I follow a lot of Falcons fans as well. They said the Falcons aren't allowed to have a good kicking game, defense and offense at the same time. Like, something has to go wrong. But the kicker made all of his field goals. You know, the defense looked good. And they finally started scoring when they got to the red zone, other than just field goals. So what a nice win for the Falcons.
Yeah, this is huge. I've learned a little bit more about the Falcons as we've gotten into this season. And look, I mean, it's difficult to go into the weeds with every single NFL team, but I feel like the Falcons have quietly done a really good job of building that team. And the thing about their offense in particular is that it feels like Michael Penix Jr. has been around forever, because he has, like, he's 38 years old or something, but he's played less than a full season in the National Football. It feels like he's been playing for a long time, because he's sort of been in the conversation for a while. Went at Washington last year when he finally got the nod over Kirk Cousins, but he can still get a whole bunch better. And when you look at that Falcons offensive line, that's one of the reasons why, not just in this game, they're going to be able to run the ball throughout the season, because that O-line is one of the best in the game. And if Penix comes along like they think he's going to come along as well, then this Falcons team could be one of the surprise teams here. This is a very good win last night.
Yeah, especially against a good defense, you know, because isn't that one of the hallmarks of Minnesota, is they're supposed to have a really tough defense, especially for young quarterbacks going against them. So this was a good win for the Falcons. On the other end, what do we make of the Vikings? Because I think J.J. McCarthy definitely, again, showed his age last night. I think it kind of takes away the top-end potential for me. Like, maybe he can get better. Because, again, we're sitting September 15th. There's still plenty of time left in the season for him to improve. But, like, he made some costly mistakes. And it felt like every time I looked up, he was getting sacked. And not just, you know, sacked, but, like, pummeled. Like, as a mom, I felt, like, worried for both quarterbacks. Because I will say there were a ton of, you know, big defensive plays in this game. I feel like the Falcons, I think, had 5 sacks in this game.
Six.
J.J. McCarthy is going to have to find a way to get rid of the ball earlier or get faster, or else he might be hurt by the end of the season.
Yeah, McCarthy, 158 yards, 2 picks, 6 sacks. This is why when everyone was, not everyone, but a lot of people were hot on the Vikings before the season. And look, McCarthy may end up being just fine. Who knows? But I'm like, how in the world are you going to put all of your hopes on this one team or back this one team when you've got a guy who hasn't played a down in the regular season in the most difficult position you could be in? The most difficult position in all of sports is quarterback in the National Football League. So you're going to put your money on a team with a guy who hasn't played a snap in the regular season? Like, he could be just fine, but he's going to have growing pains like almost every other rookie ever. So I just didn't get that.
Well, especially in the NFC North, where you have two very veteran quarterbacks.
Right.
You know, and Jared Goff, who, what, they put up a 50-some spot, you know, yesterday on the Bears. And then you have the Packers, who look amazing and just got Micah Parsons. So I think, you know, as much as I think the Vikings are going to improve, I don't think the NFC North is theirs this year.
Nah, it just doesn't feel that way. Well, coming up next here on the show, forget trying to win the Heisman. Arch Manning, my guy, just trying to complete a pass. What is wrong with the Texas quarterback? Woof. We're going to talk about that and the latest injury to Joe Burrow. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Michael Jenkins, she is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, why both the Bengals and Longhorns have a Texas-sized problem on their hands. God, I woke up this morning. We're working from home today. And I don't know if it was our condo door or the people next to us, because we live in a small building. And this is not, you know, some place you can just access from the outdoor. You have to go inside a door, which is the building door, and then come inside, and then there's our regular condos. And somebody was knocking on one of our doors at like 4:15 this morning. And I'm like, who has access? Who is knocking on a door this early? So I went into the kitchen, and I grabbed a knife, and I'm like, I'm going to go find out what's up. So I went outdoors, and I was kind of looking around. I didn't see anybody. Everything's fine. Maybe it was a ghost. Maybe I heard something. I don't know. But I 1,000% heard a knock. And that's how I started my morning.
Fun. So maybe somebody was knocking and they got let in. Was it because it wasn't your actual door, right? It could have been like to go to somebody else's condo.
It's true. I mean, I think it was either ours or the door next to ours, because once you come in, you go up this flight of steps and it's just us and another unit. So to hear a knock that loudly, Maybe it was just next door. It's just weird to hear someone arriving. If someone's arriving or knocking on a door at like 4, 4:15, you're like, should you be in here or not? So maybe it was fine.
Yeah, maybe. And like, think about it. Like, people probably hear you sometimes like rustling around. They're like, what is somebody doing at 3:45 in the morning? And you're like, well, it's for my job. It's not for a nefarious reason. I'm literally going to work. So like, maybe there is a perfectly good explanation.
God, I hope so. Could be that ghost. Haven't heard from the ghost in a while. It's been a few years. Maybe he's just messing with me this morning, you know?
That time of year.
It's that time. It's ghost time, guys. It's ghost season. That's probably nothing. You know, sometimes you build something in your mind. You build it up. You're like, it was probably just like a friend arriving early in the morning or something. Who knows? But everybody's safe. Everybody's good to go. No one is injured except for Joe Burrow. He is injured. Okay. So, God, again.
That time of year.
It is that time of year, I'm telling you. So yesterday, first half against the Jags, he ends up leaving the game with a toe injury. So it's now confirmed it is a turf toe with some potential ligament damage. And man, if you've ever talked to an athlete, covered an athlete who's dealing with turf toe, this takes forever to get over, right? So the Bengals got the dub yesterday, but now it looks like, according to Adam Schefter, that if Joey B needs surgery, he's going to be out for at least 3 months. Jake Browning stepped in yesterday, did a nice job, you know, workmanlike job, 2 touchdowns, 3 picks. But this is another devastating blow for the Bengals. By the way, 2-0 for the first time in 7 years. They wanted to get off to a good start this season. They finally do. It's been one of those things hanging over their heads. They haven't been able to do it. They finally do it, and then Joe Burrow's out. So, look, the season is not over, but this is obviously just like a massive setback.
Yeah, it feels like that meme. And I understand I'm chronically online, but the one with, I think it's the Avengers, and it's like, you will get this. You will get to 2-0 and finally start a season on the right foot. But what will it cost you? Everything. And it shows Joe Burrow like sitting there on the floor, you know, writhing in pain. But it sucks for the Bengals because from a football fan standpoint, this is not what you want to see. Like, every single year, it feels like the Bengals are, like, squandering Joe Burrow. And once again, we sit here and we're like, how many years of Joe Burrow's prime are we forced to, like, forego? You know, and I understand you can't control all the injuries. That's how sports work. And we see plenty of athletes kind of go down this road. Guys like Derrick Rose, where you're like, what could have been? But this stinks. And again, you point at the offensive line, you're like, you guys could have been better, right?
Yeah.
Protect Joe Burrow at all costs. But from a betting standpoint, I'm out on the Bengals then. Like, unless he comes back. Because here's the thing. Joe Burrow is worth more to the Bengals than I think just about any other quarterback.
Yeah.
True or false?
Ooh, well, I was going to say Lamar. Josh Allen. I don't know. I feel like Josh Allen is right there.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that makes that work. I would probably lean Josh Allen just because, at least if you're Cincinnati, you have a guy like Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. Like, you have the receivers where a lot of times it's hero ball for the Bills. But Joe Burrow is certainly right there. I mean, he is that Cincinnati offense. He's the one that makes it run. What should Cincinnati do at quarterback? Do they do anything? Do they just roll with Jake Brown? He's been in this situation before because Joe Burrow had that wrist injury in 2023. And then Browning stepped in, went 4-3, so he's been in this position before. Is this what they do? Do they just roll with Browning and say, all right, just hold it down until Joey gets back?
Yeah, I mean, that's their only option right now. Like, yeah, I don't think they're going to go out and get a quarterback because I think Jake Browning is a serviceable backup quarterback. I think the question is, like, when is Joe Burrow coming back? Would he be back for this season? Like, I was doing the mental math this morning. I was like, okay, 3 months. So he's probably not going to be available this season. Like, if it is a surgery that he has to get, because that's the problem for me. Even if the Bengals finish the season with 10 wins or have this great regular season, I don't trust them in the postseason because with Joe Burrow, you have the leg up on all these amazing quarterbacks in the AFC. Joe Burrow gives you the ability to hang with those type of guys. Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and plus looking at the Chiefs, I know they're not looking great right now, but if it is the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, it feels like our only hope is the Bengals because that's been the only team that's been able to dethrone Patrick Mahomes and company. So if you take Joe Burrow out of the mix, like maybe the Bengals would be a great regular season team. But yeah. The high-end potential for me is gone.
I mean, I think if you're Cincy, you have to, first of all, you got to figure out exactly what is going on with his toe and look at the potential rehab and sort of timeline it. But you just got to get in the postseason. Like, you got to get in the postseason and hope that the timeline works out where Joe Burrow can return in time for the playoffs, which is plausible. Like, it can absolutely happen. Yeah. The question is, can Jake Browning get you there? Yeah. I will say this. It helps that they're off to a 2-0 start, especially now that Browning is coming in. And he is familiar with that offense because he's been a part of that franchise for so long now. So I think you just stay the course and say, hey, we just got to keep our head above water. We make the postseason, and hopefully Joe Burrow can come back in time for the playoffs. I think worst case scenario is they go in there, they do the surgery, and then you realize, hey, this is going to take longer than we thought. And also, if you're Cincinnati, you don't want to push it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to get to the playoffs and say, you know what? Joe can go. It's a little dicey, but he can go. And then get in there, and all of a sudden there's a re-injury because he's not fully healed, and then he ends up missing, you know, more time in the offseason than he should. Could be something more serious. You have to be very delicate in how you deal with this situation.
Oh, absolutely, because he's the face of your franchise. And he's also, like, from just an NFL fan standpoint, like, he's one of the premier quarterbacks. And it just goes back to the thing where there are so many good quarterbacks in the AFC right now, where I'm looking at some of these guys, and I don't want to say time is running out, but it's just, like, wild to me, because we always say, he's too good of a quarterback not to win a Super Bowl, right? But, like, only one guy can win a Super Bowl per year. And I'm looking now, Joe Burrow's 28. Man, I understand quarterbacks can play for longer these days, but, like, with that offensive line, I don't know if he's going to have, you know, the longevity that Tom Brady had, simply because, you know, he doesn't have the same offensive line, and it feels like he's getting hurt all the time.
I remember his rookie season, he was out and tore up his knee, I believe, and then the wrist injury, and now this. So, man, football will take a toll on you, especially if you're a quarterback, but I think that's a really good point, which is, yeah, if you're Tom, you have the benefit of not being banged up nearly that much. And so, by virtue of that, you can last longer in the NFL. But I think that's one of those things that I can't believe is that we're going to look back at this time and say, wow, we had incredible quarterback play. But there's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback who goes into the Hall without a ring. There's just no doubt about it, because Mahomes has dominated so much. You've got Josh, MVP. You've got Lamar, MVP. You've got Joe Burrow, who could have won the MVP last season. He's on track to become a gold jacketer. So, I mean, you're right. One of those guys, if not more than one, is going to have accomplished everything but winning the big game.
And we haven't even, like, thrown in the NFC. You know, like, that's just the NFC. And right now it feels like the AFC has the better quarterbacks, but the NFC has the better overall teams. So, you know, as much as we want to say, like, it's a quarterback league, you know, some of these teams on the other side of the coin are the better overall teams, and we've seen it. That's what wins Super Bowls.
Well, let's keep talking about quarterbacks now and what is going on down in Austin. So, over the weekend, Longhorns took care of business against UTEP, 27-10. UTEP was a 40.5-point dog. They cover that number. Underhits, total set of 52 and a hook, if you're curious. But things did not go well for Arch Manning.
That one could have been picked off, deflected at the line of scrimmage. And this offense will head back to the bench, and Texas will have to punt it away.
Yeah, Arch getting booed in Austin after 10 consecutive incompletions. In three games, he's thrown for 579 yards, six touchdowns, three picks. Longhorns still 7-1 now to win the national title, 3-1 to win the SEC. Arch has fallen back 30-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. What in the world is going on with Arch Manning? Because everyone in Austin, Longhorn fans, are mystified. This has come out of nowhere.
Yeah, it feels like it's like a version of Freaky Friday, where, like, somebody switched his body or something, because he doesn't look like the same quarterback. The quarterback that we were led to believe, you know, was a quarterback that was so good the NFL teams would be tanking for him. Now he's struggling against UTEP, because I will be the first to say that it's very easy for people to overreact to, like, bad performances against really good defenses. And I think that's what we thought the first week of the season. We said, okay, going on the road for your first start of the season against a very stout Ohio State team is not an easy challenge for anybody. Mm-hmm. But when he's struggling against UTEP and some of these other teams, we thought he would be padding his stats right now. We thought he would be building back his Heisman campaign. But instead, he's looking like he shouldn't even be the starter. Like, how much leeway do you give Arch here? Because I think because of his last name, people will give him more chances than any other quarterback, you know, that would be put in this position. Because if it was another quarterback, people would be like, all right, get him out of there and put somebody else in.
Yeah.
But because they have so much stock invested in Arch Manning, like, I don't know how much they're paying him, but also, like, you believe the potential is there. So, Jenks, at what point do you turn away from being an Arch Manning stan and start to say, okay, it's time to start cutting my losses?
Well, it's the thing is that we have proof that Arch is a great quarterback. Like, this isn't his first year getting college action. He started two games last year. Like, last year against Mississippi State, 26 of 31, 324 yards, two touchdowns, rushed for 33 yards and a touchdown. That's an SEC game. Mm-hmm. So it's not like this is his first every, it's his first every year as a full-time college starter. It's not the first time he's faced competition, and this isn't even strong competition. Like, the reason why everyone was so excited is because he had balled out, because he looked so good, because his mechanics were incredible, because he could run, because he saw the entire field, because he could throw the deep ball. And all of that has just fallen off. Like, he's regressing. And the thing that Texas fans are mystified about, that I'm mystified about, the people who cover the program are mystified about, is that we haven't even seen this in practice. Like, during scrimmages, there's been no inkling whatsoever that we were going to see this. He's looked awesome, just like he did last year. But for some reason, I think he's just in his head. Like, I don't know if it's the pressure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the weight. But he's throwing sidearm passes. Like, your mechanics are faltering. You don't do that ever. You've never done that before. There will be guys wide open in front of him. Wide open. He'll throw it in the dirt. And so it's really strange. We're not talking about I understand that he had these outsized expectations, and it was like, man, anything less than four touchdowns a game, it's going to be your disappointment. Here, I'm talking about basic 10-yard completions, just a sideline pass, something out in the flat, and right now he can't do it. We know he has the tools. He's 6'4", 225 pounds. He's done it before, but right now it feels completely mental. That's the way it looks.
Yeah, to borrow like a baseball term, and I don't even like saying this word out loud because baseball players are so superstitious. It looks like the yips.
Yep.
Does it not? Like, this is exactly what it looks like when a pitcher has such a mental block that they cannot throw it to first base. And we have seen this. I think it was like John Lester used to like do it underhand because he was so nervous about throwing the ball to first base. So I don't know if you need to bring in a sports psychologist, but that's what it feels like, right? Because he even said this after the game. I am not somebody who is usually not an accurate passer. Like, I'm usually a very accurate passer. Like, that is a skill that I know that I have. So clearly it's in his dome.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I can't imagine. I think especially now in this age, social media, and you have the last name Manning, there comes a lot of benefit with that. But when things don't go well, then you have to deal with a pressure cooker that you're probably just not prepared for. Coming up next here on the show, well, one of the best performances of the weekend, and listen to Brian Kelly get red in the face. That's coming up next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Coming up, we decide who deserves the award for Monday MVP, and each of us will cast our votes. Before we get to that, let's check in down in Baton Rouge, since we were talking college football in the previous segment, and Arch Manning. So LSU, as we know, beat Florida on Saturday night, 20-10. And when it was over, Brian Kelly, Tigers head coach, steps to the podium. First question he was asked, he was not pleased with it.
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right, how about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
That's from WBRZ2 Sports. I don't think the question was out of line, but I certainly think that we talk about this all the time. If you're talking to a coach or a player, you don't lead with this question. This is something late in the press conference. If you're curious about third downs, you don't watch LSU get an SEC dub at night. They win by 10. Of course, not everything's perfect ever. And then ask about third downs, your first question out of the box. So I have to say, I understand why Brian Kelly was frustrated here.
Yeah, it's a cold day in hell, because I actually agree with Brian Kelly here.
I know.
Because listen, this guy didn't only double down, he tripled down. Like, he kept going after Brian Kelly. He's like, well, then how come you couldn't run the ball? Like, <"Whoa." laughs>
You doing?
Like, the guy just won a game. I think Brian Kelly certainly has something to stand on here, because you open the press conference by saying, hey, great win. How did it feel? You do the softballs. And then five questions later, maybe you get into the minutia. Maybe you start nitpicking, is the word that I think Brian Kelly was looking for there. But I also think that if you're somebody who plays on LSU, if you're one of the players, and you see this, I think this is a rallying moment. You know, where you're like, hey, our coach is sticking up for us. It's nice to see some fire for our head coach and demanding some respect to be put on our name. So I am not somebody who finds Brian Kelly ever likable or relatable, but in this moment, he was both of those things.
I mean, it's always funny to see Brian Kelly just like lose it. Like, he always looks like he's about one question away from losing it. But I understand this is one game. It's an SEC game, and say what you want to about Florida. I mean, from a numbers perspective, they covered the number. Like, what do you want? It's still an SEC battle, and they're. I don't like what you know. If you gambled on your team, you won. So I get it. Where you're saying, like, dude, we got a dub. We continue to play well, and the first question. I mean, the fact that the reporter continued to ask, like at the end, if he had said something like,
So still no answer about third down, right? I mean, Brian Kelly probably starts swinging. Like, are you serious? Like, at that point, just take a step back, man. I don't know what was going on. But LSU looks really good right now. And throughout the season, there are always going to be things upon which you have to improve. You know, that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, no team just has it all figured out early. You never really figure everything out. But, I mean, as much as it must be a pressure cooker living in that bubble and knowing that everyone expects you to win every week, going into this season with the pressure to win the season open and they finally got that dub, it's like, man, we're undefeated right now, okay? We're undefeated. Mm-hmm. We beat Clemson. We got an SEC dub. Why are you asking me about third down? I kind of get it.
Yeah, and especially, like, you want to protect your guys as well, because, like, do you really want the headline coming after this game that your players are going to see and people are tagging them on social medias, LSU can't run the ball, major problems in Baton Rouge? No! Like, how about some positivity? You know, for a team that we knew that this was going to be, you know, a big season for Brian Kelly, because he mm-hmm. does appear to have all the pieces this year. But winning in the SEC is extremely tough. Mm-hmm. And listen, like, you're not going to beat people 70-0. You're just not, unless you're like the Detroit Lions playing the Bears. But it's just one of those things where he is right here, and I do think that he responded to this correctly, and they can use this as bulletin board material. If they're not there to, like, you know, thump the other team, they're there to prove their own beat writers wrong.
Yep. You're absolutely right about that. Oh, well, all right. Brian Kelly, maybe the award for coaching MVP, but on the field, let's pick a winner of the weekend.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP!
Ah, I'm so mad because I picked my MVP yesterday and I didn't put it in the rundown. I just got absent-minded, and it's the same one as Double D's. So I had to switch it up this morning. And I'm going with Jared Goff, quarterback of the Lions.
We're down at 8. Goff going deep. Williams, touchdown!
We were just talking about this last week. One of the questions posed on this show, called courtesy of Fox, by the way, is, hey, is Jared Goff a good quarterback without a stellar offensive coordinator? And what does he do? Game 2 without Ben Johnson, career high, 5 touchdowns, no picks. Lions rack up more than 500 yards of total offense against a good Bears defense. So he was balling yesterday. Jared Goff, MVP.
Ooh, in the NFL. All right, so I'm going to the college ranks for my MVP Monday candidate today. Jenks, I know you're going to love this, but it is a Texas A&M guy. But listen, one of the wildest games over the weekend belonged to Texas A&M. And so for me, my nomination is Marcel Reed.
Fourth in the game. Reed, rush comes. Reed pumps, fires. It is caught! Nate Borkature brings it in!
What a massive play to seal the game for Texas A&M in a huge, massive road win over number 8 Notre Dame. And for me, I like to pick MVP candidates that also have, like, a narrative attached to them, because, you know, it's great to have a performance in a single game that looks really good on the stat sheet, but I think it's different when it changes a narrative. Because, Jenks, you know this more than anybody. Texas mm-hmm. A&M in these huge moments has crumbled most of the time over the last 10 years or so. In fact, you know, they've had one 10-win season since 1998, and that's been back when Johnny Manziel was running things, you know, in College Station. And so I feel like this is a game that Texas A&M needed mentally to get over the hump. You know, so I think as a program, this was a massive win, and Marcel Reed was the guy to lead them to the promised land, at least in this game. So I'm going to go Marcel Reed.
All right. I'm going to go with Aiden Burr, kicker, Georgia Tech.
On this from 55. The snap is off. It is on the way. It's got the distance.
Aiden Burr hits career-long 55-yard kick to beat number 12 Clemson in the final seconds, breaking Clemson's 9-game winning streak against Georgia Tech.
Nice. Then what do you got?
Yeah.
I'm going back to the NFL. I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase. We talked about Joe Burrow getting hurt, and the Bengals did exactly what they should when their quarterback goes down. You get the backup in, throw to number one, and good things are going to happen. 14 catches, 165 yards, and a touchdown en route to them beating the Jacksonville Jaguars and coming back against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase.
Ooh. I feel like we had a lot of great fantasy performers in the NFL. Like, I was looking at the slate in the first window, because we had like 15 games in the first window, it felt like. And we had, I think, 8 of the 9 games, at least one team scored 30 points. Like, we had a bunch of scoring, and we had a bunch of crooked numbers. Like, how many yards did Russell Wilson throw for? 450 yards? Yeah. If the Giants would have won the game over the Cowboys, he would have been in my MVP.
I mean, that Cowboys-Giants game was awesome, by the way. Like, it started off, you didn't know it was going to go down, and then all of a sudden it just turned into an absolute banger. I have to say, good call on Aiden Burr, Double D. Man, I had him in. And the fact that he hit that field goal after they did the whole fire drill, you know, under 20 seconds to play, and then, you know, the offense runs off the field, the special teams unit runs on the field, and then to line up in that moment, I didn't realize they had been practicing that play at Georgia Tech, but there's no way they practiced that with the guy getting ready to kick a 55-yard field goal. You know what I mean? So I kind of love that.
Oh, yeah. That to me was maybe my favorite game of the weekend, although there were great games all weekend long. But yeah, watching Debo just go, uh-oh, was fun. It's fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to. That's a guy I want to hear from. I can't wait to hear his press conference over the next few weeks or this week, because you know Dabo's going to have some absolute jewels after this start to the season. You know what's coming.
He was built in the name, image, and likeness of Jesus Christ, but I think Jesus had more wins. So we'll see, you know, if Dabo can right the ship. But yeah, we had some great games, Jenks. College football was wild over the weekend, and I was going to that wedding, so like I was trying to box score check a lot of things. But again, everybody's watching the Tennessee game. Tell you what, not the MVP of the weekend. What were they up? Like 21-7? Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. They scored on their first three possessions. And we're going to talk about this game. I mean, it was unbelievable. That was probably, I was going to say game of the weekend, probably the game of the weekend. But man, we had so many great finishes. Like, you could make a debate for a lot of different games. You could make a debate for Clemson, Georgia Tech. You could make a debate for, or make a case for, Texas A&M and Notre Dame. Like, this is why we love this time of year, because you get into, you know, you really get into the season, and then it's just, you'll have a weekend like this where it's just so many great games, and it's hard to pick one that was the best. And we're going to do that next. Mm-hmm. Huge upsets in the sport over the weekend. Which ones mattered the most? That's coming up next on the Daily Tip. Hour 2 on the way on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.